This episode, we're picking you up. Welcome to the Grand Affidavit. He's Grant.
He's David.
And I can't believe we actually remembered that. It feels so good to actually say that. It's been a long time, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, we've talked about this, getting back together, getting the old band back together for quite some time. But it was really just a bunch of empty words, I think. False promises. But here we are. We're back, and I won't say we're better than ever, because, well, I mean, maybe, because it probably won't take much to get that good again.
Well, I'm bigger than ever because I put on 15 pounds in quarantine.
Accurate. Yeah, that's fair. We're back and bigger than ever, because guaranteed I'm also probably bigger. Although I can't blame that really on, you know, quarantine or being stuck at home. Are you guys like legit? Because I hear people use the word quarantine all the time. And I'm like, if it's anything like here, no one's quarantined. It's just things are a lot slower and a lot different. But are your restaurants and stuff open or no?
If they have patio seating, they're open.
Okay.
And you can come in and take out and delivery and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
okay. Okay. But you can't like go in and... What were you going to say?
Oh, they deliver alcoholic beverages now, yeah. Cocktails.
Yeah. Let's say they were doing that here too. I'm assuming they're still doing it. You can actually go into restaurants here and you can sit down and eat. But the capacity is cut down significantly because everyone's got to be, all the tables are at least 6 feet apart. And there's only like, I think, maximum 4 people at a table in most places and stuff. So I actually kind of like it because you go places and it's so much quieter, you know?
Yeah. And if you take your family, 2 of your kids have to sit at a different table.
Exactly. 2 of my kids, 3 of my kids can sit at a different table. Yeah. You guys just go sit over there. And then we'll just be over here. Either that or we send 4 of them away and we just keep the favorite at the table with us. And, you know, it's a lot simpler that way, a lot quieter that way. And we Lord of the Flies at the other table, you know. They get their own bill. They order whatever they want. It's all good.
Yeah. Doing dishes after.
Yeah. Because they can't pay for it any other way. So that's accurate. That's accurate. So, but... outside of the weight gain, how's quarantine? How you been the last couple of years, man?
I'm good. I did lose a bunch of weight, but then, like I said, I put 15 pounds on. I was under 200 for a little while.
Right. So then are you actually bigger than ever, or is it just that?
No.
Yeah, okay. You just put some weight back on that you lost. But I don't know. It's all right. I see you've been walking a lot with your mask on.
Well, yeah, it's when I'm walking, my mask is not on.
Oh, but you, so then your pictures are lying, I see. Because I feel like you take pictures.
Well, that was a picture from like March when it was when it was bad. You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get you. I get you. Yeah, no, we live in when I say we, I mean myself and my family. I think we live in probably the dumbest province in all of Canada as far as people and COVID is concerned. Because, you know, like we actually right now, last I saw, we are the highest per capita. We are like the Florida or whatever of Canada here in Alberta, because the highest per capita active cases of COVID. Because, I mean, that's kind of what happens when you live in a province where they, you know, either A, don't believe in science, or B, are just entitled and think that they should be able to do whatever they want, which kind of just describes the city of Calgary to a T. I think that's fairly accurate. Anyway, we're not here to just goof around and catch up. Well, I mean, we are sort of. We're here to catch up. It's producer Mark says we got to get back on track. He's giving me the old, you know, like, let's wrap this up sort of thing. So you actually had a story that you wanted to share. Is that right?
Yeah, of course. Like, speaking about me walking a lot, because I do walk a lot. I walked a good 8 miles the other day.
That's impressive.
And yeah, so I was walking down to the grocery store a little bit ago, and I had my backpack on, and I'm walking to keep in shape and all that stuff, or get less weighted, whatever.
Right.
And so I'm going along. I'm walking down a pretty major street in Murrieta, where I live. And all of a sudden, this car just pulls over right beside me. An SUV, right?
Yeah.
And he rolls down his window. He's like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. How are you? And he's like, good. You know, do you want a ride? And I'm like, first of all, I'm never going to accept a ride from a random person.
Right.
But I respond, I think, politically well. I just say, no, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm walking. And then I look and I see this, these feathers and everything on his front seat. And I'm like, what the hell? And I'm like, is that an eagle?
What?
And he picks it up and it's a big wing. And he's like, it's an eagle wing. And I'm like, okay, where'd you get that? He's like, yeah, my friend found an eagle wing on the ground. And I'm like, just the wing? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, is it taxidermied? He's like, yeah, I'm an amateur taxidermist. And I'm like, okay. And so I'm thinking this guy wants to give me a ride. He's got a wing in the front seat. And during this conversation, he moved the wing to the back seat, by the way.
Oh, he's just being
polite. Expecting me all of a sudden. Yeah. All of a sudden to be convinced to jump in the car.
Right.
With an amateur taxidermist.
I like where this is going.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm standing, and I'm like a good amount of feet away from the car because I don't know if there's somebody in the back seat ready to jump out with a gun and a pillowcase and drag me, you know.
Well, this was my honest first thought when you said like an SUV pulled up. I was like, all right, so someone's getting out and they're wearing some kind of mask and you're going to end up in the SUV whether you like it or not. But no, it's just some guy with an eagle's wing. It's all good.
A taxidermy eagle's wing.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't just pick it up off the road. But he taxidermied it, right?
Yeah, he taxidermied it himself. He said he's an amateur taxidermist.
Okay, go on.
So anyways, when he's putting the wing in the back seat, I am standing in a particular angle, and I'm like watching him put the wing back there, and I see coolers and fishing gear and various other camping materials.
Right.
And I'm like, so this guy is going camping up in the woods right now? Is that what he's going to do with his taxidermy eagle's wing? And it's weird because it's like a Tuesday morning, broad daylight on the side of a major street.
Right.
And like, I've done this before where I've gotten into lifts before.
Yeah.
And if I get a really shady feeling, I send my friend all the Lyft information. I'm like, if I go missing, this is what you need to know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the license plate. This is the person's name, you know.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And later on, Lyft eventually got it to where there's like a safety feature where you can just automatically send that information to somebody.
Yeah.
You don't have to type it out on your own. Anyways, so I'm like, okay, this is getting creepy. I'm getting a little scared here. This is getting to a point where I think he wants to taxidermy me. Or Ed Gein me into a lampshade or something crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bid him adieu after a little bit more small talk, and I start walking away. And what solidified the fact that this guy is most likely trying to kill me is he did a U-turn right after I walked away.
Oh.
So he went out of his way to pull up beside me and ask me to if I wanted a ride.
That's that's nice. Oh man, I'm kind of sad.
So what?
Not that you know, not that I'd want Grant to die by any means, but I'm kind of sad a little bit that you didn't hop in with him just to find out what was up.
Yeah, I'm not a good fighter, so I don't want to go. I mean, right. I'm obsessed with serial killers. I just don't want to become part of the story.
That's fair. That's all fair. Yeah, yeah.
But it was funny because while I was standing there, like I opened the camera on my phone.
Yeah.
And as he was going to drive away, I was going to take a picture of his license plate.
But then he flipped around.
But then because he flipped the U-turn, I was like, oh my God. So I tried to get a picture of it driving away.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a clear shot of the license plate. So I just said, screw it.
Oh man.
Okay. The back of the car is probably still on my older camera or my older phone from back then.
So let's assume he's not a serial killer. You get in the car, you get in the SUV. Where do you think that takes you? What adventure ensues? Like, we're going to say he's not, you know, he's not out to actually kill you or, you know, like lock you in the cellar and, you know, do things. He legit wants to give you a ride and take you on an adventure. Where does he take you?
Well, I think he would take me first to miniature golf.
I saw you tweeting about miniature golf. So you can't mini golf down there right now?
No, it's all closed, man.
Oh, man. See, it's wild and free up here in the land of we don't believe in science. So, you know.
Then he would take me skeet shooting.
Okay, yep. Now, when you say...
Which I'm surprisingly good at.
Well, so when you say skeet shooting, do you mean like skeet shooting or skeet shooting?
What's the difference?
Well, skeet would be, you know, him getting you off. Skeet. Anyway.
Well, that's a new term I've never heard before.
Well, clearly, I mean, you've been living under a rock for... that's probably not fair. It's not. I don't know that's a commonly used term for that, but it's definitely not my term.
Well, if there was skeet involved, I would have been living under his two rocks.
Oh!
His testicles.
That was a testicles joke. Yep, it was.
Oh, man. But what do you think? I mean, I think it would have ended up being... I would have ended up in the mountains.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And there's mountains near here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, a really good mountain is Idlewild, which is about a good mountain town. It's about 45 minutes away from where I was.
Yeah. I think you end up in the mountains as well.
Yeah.
I think he legit just takes you fishing. He's just looking for a friend. Now, he may also show you a thing or two about taxidermy. And, you know, you may come away from accepting this ride and you've got, you know, like a brand new job you've got or hobby, at least. I think it would have changed your life for the better is, I think, what would have happened. But instead, you let that opportunity just slip right on by.
So he's just a random tradesman, like a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, like if you want to, you know, he was looking for an apprentice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. 100%. He just, here's the thing. Okay. He's part of a long family line of fishermen taxidermists, and he is the last in his family line, never had a son, never had any children. He just wants to pass that on to someone, and little did you know that this long line of fishermen taxidermists, his hobbies, he would have written you into his will, which would have guaranteed that you would have been set for life, because he had long, you know, family riches and a love for the great outdoors, and you missed out on it, man.
He was only like a little bit older than me, maybe the same age.
So you're saying so children are still a possibility.
So if he would have written me into his will, I would have to off him.
Well, maybe he was just diagnosed with some kind of, you know, he's got 2 weeks left to live. He's like, I'm not gonna have kids in that time. So he was ready to hand it over.
He was diagnosed with dual nut cancer.
Exactly. Skeet.
If you have nut cancer, do you ejaculate cancer?
Therefore making it an STI, is that what you're saying? Or I think that would be a full on STD. could you imagine transmitting cancer?
And then you would have to, and then in order to get rid of the cancer, you have to have sex with Bruce Banner in Hulk form, so you can get that radiation in there.
Yep. But you actually have to. I mean, he's not just giving it up. Like, he's not, you know, he's not a
philanthropist. Oh, he's giving it up.
He's like, all right, you need that cure. I'm right here for you. I'll just lay down and take it.
it's well known that the Hulk is easy.
Easy. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I just envisioned him being, you know, he's got his good days, like, which I can't remember which Avengers movie it was where he's wearing the glasses and he was, you know.
Yeah, Professor Hulk.
Yeah,
yeah. Endgame.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got it all under control, basically, or whatever. So I imagine some days.
Yeah, he went through a big S&M period where he was a dom, straight up dom. And he just angrily, like, just pounded away. But then he grew up and he grew out of that phase. And now he's a sensual, loving partner with very big fingers.
See, but that's what I was going to say. It's like some days you get that Hulk who's like, oh, yeah, I'll help cure you of your cancer. But then other days you get, you know, don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry, Hulk. And then it's your, he'll cure you of your cancer by, you know, Hulk smashing you into the next universe.
Yeah, but if you're, you could be into that.
But then you're dead.
I don't know. David Carradine, same thing, same result.
Oh, man. You know what's crazy? All of that, like all of the Marvel, you know, the Avengers storyline has ended since we last actually recorded an episode. And at that time, I had seen maybe two of the movies. Probably more than that. Maybe four, we'll say. But I've since...
saw Thor?
Yeah, I think I'd only seen about four of them.
Four.
And then, but we did go on a run where we watched every single one of the movies in, I forget how long, we did it in a couple weeks. We were basically averaging, it got to a point where we were averaging one a night. And, yeah, it was a good run. It was a good run. And now I feel a little bit lost because, you know, I haven't got no theaters to go to.
Get a camcorder and get Daryl in there and make your own movies.
Daryl. but we killed him in our movie, remember?
Well, you splattered him on a mattress.
I didn't. That wasn't me. Are you kidding me? I was the one who was being the broadcaster, the commentator. And then in the middle of it all, I said, I think we killed him. Because he got dropped on his head.
And I refused to participate in any of that.
Were you a part of that?
Yeah, that was, I think Devin was the one that smashed him on his head.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't remember if you were, like, yeah, you were a part of the overall movie, though, right?
Yeah, but I was standing off to the side. Yeah, okay. And when Devin powerbombed him on his neck, I'm like, oh, he's dead.
Yeah. Well, which was great because we had filmed the entire thing. We'd shot the entire thing already. And then I taped over it with like Conan O'Brien or something. It was like,
I thought it was a hockey game.
It could have been a hockey game. I know I was taping Conan O'Brien at that time, and there's a good chance it was a hockey game as well. But I just remember taping over it and then being like, guys, it's due in like 2 days and we got to do it all over again. And so the first time he was power bombed on the floor, it was fine. You know, it all went according to plan. The second time, a couple days later, is when Devin dropped him on his head.
And we reshot the entire movie in like 4 hours.
Oh, we went through it. It was good. It was good. I only wish it still existed somewhere.
Well, because you taped over it again.
Probably. Well, I'm sure you didn't let me keep it after that. It probably went into someone else's possession and then was just lost in the ether.
Well, that was a school project for social studies.
Yeah.
About the French Revolution.
We could fill
and
people in, I guess.
Our teacher refused to show it to the class because he said it was the worst thing he'd ever seen.
Yeah. So he did say, if you want to see it, we'll watch it after class. And so I feel like there's a decent number of people that stayed around, but what better like publicity than your teacher saying it was the absolute, because I think he also commented on how inappropriate it was and all this kind of stuff. So I'm like, of course people are going to stay and watch it. Are you kidding me? Like you just teed him up.
There was nothing inappropriate about it. There was, we had the tennis court meeting where we just threw tennis balls at everybody. Oh, well, I guess we were trying to nut each other repeatedly with tennis balls.
I mean, there was a scene where I was supposed to be dead on the floor, though, covered in blood, and my dog.
No, that was me. That was me, right? Dead on the floor.
Okay, but it was my
dog. You were licking ketchup off the blade.
Oh, yes, that's right. And my dog was licking ketchup off of you. And then I also let my dog kiss my mouth. That happened. There was the part where I was fully clothed, but in the shower. We also did, though, the beheading of King Louis. If you remember, we like framed it like a news reporter breaking news that was trying to get to the scene but was too late. So they were running around the corner, and then what appeared to be a head came rolling by, and a bunch of people ran by and stomped on it. It was historically accurate. That's what it was.
what are we used? I mean, we used to have likely a fruit or a vegetable for that, right?
Yeah, I think it was, well, because I was working at the IGA, like the grocery store, and I think we just pulled like It was either a pumpkin or a watermelon that had been tossed out because it was kind of rotting or whatever. And so we used that and just rolled it along. The first time we shot it, or like before we really got in and redid it, because I think we started and then we redid it again and then I taped over it and we redid it. But there's one time I know it was like a group of people were just standing around like basically playing like hacky with a soccer ball or whatever. Like they were juggling it and that was supposed to be King Louis's head. These are all brilliant ideas that we had. That's what they were.
$1 million ideas.
If we
ever get back together again, we should reshoot the whole thing over again.
Yeah, let's just locate all of us. And we'll redo the whole thing. I think that sounds like a brilliant idea, sir.
Explode Daryl's face once more.
Wonder what that guy's
We'll have to cover his face with like, we'll just buy some pizzas. And just rub it all over his face so his acne can come back.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I remember, like, absolutely not, like, I didn't hate him, but I definitely didn't like him in high school. And then ended up working with him my first job right out of high school. I was like, you're actually not that bad. We just spent most of the time eating cheap food from the clubhouse, like just hiding off way, like because we were maintenance at a golf course. So we just like hide off way at like one of the farthest holes and just sit there and like eat food and drink free drinks. And be like, all right, yeah, we're working. And then eventually after a 2-hour break, get back to work. We were good employees.
I was just indifferent about him.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. If anything, I'm really good at finding jobs where I can take extended breaks.
Like parenting.
Exactly. That's what sitting on the toilet is when you're a parent. Just taking that extended break. Except then they're still yelling at you. I don't know the last time I crapped in quiet.
I crap in quiet all the time. We're out of toilet paper here, so I'll take a crap and I'll just jump in the shower every time.
Instead of just, you know, at some point in time going out and buying toilet paper?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'll just get in the shower. This is easier.
Yeah.
I only
crap once a day.
I say that having totally done that recently where it was like, oh, there's no toilet paper in here. Well, guess I'm getting in the shower.
Well, historically, there's times where you're just like, that is not going to clean up easily.
That is shower not coming off. Yeah, that's why you just need a bidet. Get yourself a bidet.
Well, have you seen those ones that you can affix to your toilet?
Yeah, we when there was the toilet paper shortage early on with COVID, we had friends who actually went and bought one of those and had them installed. I was like, all right, then. I mean, why not?
Did they get the one with the ground effects where it lights up the toilet?
I have no idea. I haven't seen it. They just told me that they got one. So I was like, cool.
Yeah, some of them you affix to the toilet. They also have lights in there.
Yeah, you got to stay hydrated somehow. If you don't like drinking water, just shoot it up your ass. You know what I mean? Have you ever used a bidet?
I think that'll work, though.
Maybe. If it works for, like, getting drunk, it's got to work, right?
Well, Bear Grylls, he did, for water that was not good to drink, he did an enema of water to stay hydrated.
Cool. Bear Grylls.
But yeah, when I was a kid, in the big house that we had when I was a kid, there was a bidet in the master bedroom, but I never used it.
Right.
I didn't understand what it was for.
Sure. When I went to India, almost every hotel we stayed in had bidets, and they were all of, like, varying degrees. Like, there was, like, the bidet on the toilet. There was the bidet that was like looked like a toilet itself. And then there was the one that was basically just like, you remember, maybe you've got this. It just reminds me of being, you know, my childhood or whatever. But the kitchen sink that would have like the retractable hose that would come out.
Yeah.
And like the thing that you, the button to spray or whatever. Then there's like that attached to the side of the toilet. It's like shooter right up there. And I mean, if the pressure's good, there ain't nothing sticking around. That's for sure.
Did it vibrate?
I can't recall if it vibrated. I just remember using it and almost going through the roof because it felt like there was so much pressure. It's like an instant enema. You're getting clean inside and out whether you like it or not.
Well, it's probably a good thing for some situations, I would assume.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Preparation, we'll call it. Yeah. No, this was a good chat.
We'll have to do it again sometime.
Maybe. We'll see.